Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Sir Tommy's Fire. This story was written by me, and it's based on the diaries of Samuel Pepys. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part 3, and it's hot as hot can be. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. The fire was more than a blaze. It was an inferno. The flames stretched right along the riverbank in both directions and flickered higher than Buckingham Palace. But the flames were leaning a little, giving Sir Tommy a clue as to which way the wind was blowing. This helped Sir Tommy to work out which direction the fire was headed, and...
Oh no! He groaned. It's moving towards St. Paul's!
St. Paul's Cathedral was one of London's most famous buildings, one of its most important buildings. Sir Tommy had to do something.
Quick,
he called to the ferryman.
Take us to the wharf over there.
The ferryman's eyes widened.
You mad? That's in the thick of the fire.
Sir Tommy thrust his mare's chain towards the ferryman's face.
I'm your mare. Do it!
The ferryman sighed nervously, but steered the boat towards the riverbank. As soon as they were close enough, he let Sir Tommy and the maid disembark, then swiftly rowed out again into the middle of the Thames. Even before Sir Tommy and the maid had crossed the wharf to the nearest road, a team of firemen rushed over to them. The fire sergeant spoke first, and hurriedly.
Mr. Mayor, sir, thank goodness you're here. We can stop this fire, sir, but only with your help.
Sir Tommy blinked, dazed.
My help?
The fire sergeant nodded.
Yes, sir. We just need your permission to knock down all the houses around the fire. Do that right now, and it will stop the fire going any further.
Sir Tommy straightened.
Knocking down houses? Knocking down houses?
Sir Tommy moaned to no one in particular.
Great! That's just great! What can I do? To knock down houses now, I'd need permission from the king. If I don't get a royal edict, I'll have to pay for all those houses myself, and that would cost an unfathomably fat fortune. Why do people think the mayor is made out of money?
The fire sergeant looked desperate.
But, sir...
No,
replied Sir Tommy.
I can't agree it. London can't have a penniless mayor. Look, I've already spent nearly £100 getting leather buckets made and sent to every corners of every street, exactly for this kind of emergency. Get the water from the river and put this fire out!
Sir, yes, sir,
said the fire sergeant, though he was shaking his head as he took his men to fetch some of those buckets. For the next hour, Sir Tommy watched the firemen struggling to carry bucket after bucket between the river and the burning buildings. But it was obvious that those pitifully puny buckets were no match for those towering
Oh my! The tower!
As soon as the thought crossed his mind, Sir Tommy rushed back across the wharf and looked along the riverbank. Sure enough, the flames were now making their way across to another famous landmark, the Tower of London. Sir Tommy turned back to the fireman and began shouting,
Do it! Tear the houses down! I don't care about the cost! Better a poor mayor of London than a rich mayor of nowhere!
But everyone continued to dash backwards and forwards, carrying their buckets. Sir Tommy tried to attract their attention, but it was awfully hard to move fast with all that smoke around. It began getting into Sir Tommy's lungs, and he started feeling dizzy and dizzier. And...
Sir?
Sir Tommy gasped. The sky filled his vision. He was almost lying down. How had he ended up in that position? He struggled back to his feet, feeling someone helping him up with their hands on his shoulders. He looked around to see Samuel Pepys, who Sir Tommy recognised as one of the king's messengers.
Are you all right, sir?
Samuel was asking. You nearly fainted. I only just caught you. Sir Tommy rubbed his head.
What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be fleeing for your life?
Samuel stepped forward, holding out a folded piece of paper that bore the king's seal.
I've been sent to give you this, sir, an edict from the king. It gives you permission to pull down the houses around the fire, to stop it spreading.
Sir Tommy took the edict, but he moaned, to no one in particular.
Great! That's just great! What can I do? No one is listening to me now. And anyway, it's too late. Too late.
He fell to his knees and began to weep. Sir Tommy wasn't sure how long he knelt there crying. The fire brightened the sky so much that no one could be sure when nighttime began. But still, it blazed. The fire continued to burn for a further 3 days, destroying over 13,000 buildings, including St. Paul's Cathedral. Eventually, the fire died down, though, and when it did, much of London needed to be rebuilt. And where did the bill get sent? Looking at the bill on his desk, Sir Tommy moaned, to no one in particular,
Great! That's just great! What can I do? Everyone's blaming me for this fire, but it wasn't my fault. Why do people think the mayor can do anything? There's no way I could have stopped this fire.
Or was there? That was the tale of Sir Tommy's Fire. Thank you for sharing it with me. We'll be back next week to hear about a fire that was actually very helpful. Though whether it's strong enough to heal the mother of 6-year-old Ethiopian boy Abel is another matter. You won't want to miss it. To make sure you don't, make sure you're subscribed to our podcast. Or, if you don't want to wait, why not become an epic explorer? Then you can enjoy every story all at once, to listen to, watch me tell for you, and even have delivered to you through the post. And you know, if you get the book, you can also jump right into the story through the amazing illustrations by incredible artists, like Corky Paul, the illustrator for Winnie the Witch. There are 2 new stories every month, plus 2 bonus stories that only epic explorers get to see. Ooh, and the stories never disappear either. You can go there and devour almost 40 stories right now. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice and ask your grown-up to sit with you as you go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!